This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Every Tuesday at the beginning of the 11 o'clock hour, we highlight difference makers in our community working within the construct of the NOLA Coalition, many of whom have been in business working in the trenches long before the NOLA Coalition, but all coming together, recognizing that we're trying to improve our city on so many different fronts. Today's no different. We're joined by Derek Henderson with Don't Stop Dreaming. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Newell. How you feeling, man?
Doing great. I just wish this Francine character would just get on out of here and get it over with.
Yeah, you're right. I'm at home watching it myself, trying to see what the update and if anything has changed.
Yeah, always something. But Derek, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, talk about the mission and vision of Don't Stop Dreaming.
Don't Stop Dreaming is a mentorship program that helps children, the inner city children that are usually parents are deceased, at risk, or housed in prison, and we try to put them on the right path. And one of our main goals is start teaching these kids how to dream again, because the average kid, they don't dream anymore. And they only believe in only what they see in their communities and in their neighborhoods. So we try to change that narrative of about Don't Stop Dreaming. Well, we've been doing pretty good with it. But yeah, we just changed the narrative.
How do y'all go about doing that?
Well, we expose them to a lot of things. We did a lot of field trips this summer. We went to NASA, went to Stern's facility over in Mississippi. We went to Swaybox Studio. All that was put on by GNO Inc. We went to Leviton Lighting Company. So you have to expose them. And if not, they'll never know, because as the words to be said, the next 5 to 7 years, AI will be taken over. So we have to introduce these kids, because the jobs that we have now, the waiters and the truck drivers, they will no longer exist. So we have to bring in some more STEM programming to these kids. And that's one of our main goals, to involve them into more STEMming.
You know, it's interesting. I never really thought about that connection. It's hard to dream to do or accomplish or otherwise if you know very little about what's actually out there and the broad opportunities that are presented, right?
That is correct. You know, something humor is no new. When I was a kid, in my senior year, they asked you all in your yearbook, what do you want to be? And I wanted to be an underwater welder. And I'm claustrophobic. So just the hilarious part of it, I was dreaming. Yeah, I'm claustrophobic, and I wanted to be an underwater welder. I'll never forget that. And it just showed you that when we were younger, we had a lot of dreams. A lot of dreams and aspirations to be something instead of an athlete.
Well, it's interesting how many people wanted to be something as a result of watching Jacques Cousteau, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And
when you think about that type of presentation, you don't get that in today's world, do you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. That's why I have, and I spoke to over GNO about this little kid that I have in my program, and he's only 9 years old. His name is James Hill, and he's a perfect story of Don't Stop Dreaming. He's been attending the Junior Olympics since he was 6 years old. And the third, what did he tell you, Newell? The third year is the charm. He broke, he won the Olympics. He won the AAU Olympics this year in 2024 in Greensboro, North Carolina. You ready for this? He's not only, he won the 100, he ran a 12.8. He ran a 200 and ran a 26.7. And the year before that, the pivotal part of his story is that the year before that in 2023, he was disqualified. because he fell from breaking the world record. He fell at the finish line. So this year was a charm. This is the third year, and Judge Russo gave him a proclamation. We call this August 3rd now. It's James Hill Jr., you know, Day in New Orleans. And he's a resident of New Orleans and a resident of North, and he's one of our own. And he's a part of Don't Stop Dreaming. That's the perfect part of a kid that didn't stop dreaming.
And he's now holds the title of the fastest nine-year-old in the nation,
That is correct, sir. That is correct. You got to hear the times, man. He ran in 100, a 12.8, turned around and ran again. And I think this event is held for like 5 days, a whole week. And, you know, it's like a consolation. You know, you're up next, you lose, you go home. And this kid finished August 3rd of 2024.
I don't know if I could do a 12.8 in my car, quite frankly.
Man, I can't do it going to the kitchen. What? Yeah. But that just shows you, man, no matter what your age is in life, you can dream, and your dreams can be achieved.
Derek, what was the reaction of all of the other kids in the program that have come in contact with James?
Man, listen, he doesn't know, but we're preparing this big old little ceremony for him. We have a banner being made, and it's a lot of action pictures of him on the banner, when he was running each race. And the kids were so overwhelmed. So now you have some of the heavier kids. Now they want to be track stars and all that. No, kid, you'll be a shot putter. You won't be running 100, son. Yeah. Right. But it also teaches these other kids that it can be done. It can be done. And that's why I'm glad to have him a part of my program.
So you've been doing this for how long now?
Oh, my gosh. About over 20 years.
What do you see as your biggest challenge today as opposed to what your biggest challenge was 20 years ago?
Peer pressure. Mm-hmm. Peer pressure is one of your biggest problems all over the country. And some of the children's biggest challenges will be their friends or their so-called friends. And I tell my kids all the time, you pick a friend like you pick a fruit. Don't let the person pick you to be a friend. You pick your own friend. And keep your circle very, very small, because that's going to be one of the hardest challenges in the world. When these children, like we say, when they jump off the porch, meaning when they go into life, they can't jump back on the porch. So we have to make sure as parents and as mentors that we have as much knowledge and implementation in these kids' head moving forward, so they'll make the best decisions and the best choices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you, and when we talk about that, what do you see coming out of school? I mean, are the folks in school able to provide some of the guidance there relative to that issue? And I know in the aftermath of school, the aftercare of school is a big challenge as well, right?
Yes, that is correct. I used to teach sixth grade for 14 years over at John A. Shaw Elementary, and that was right before Katrina. And there's a big difference now opposed to what I went through then teaching. You know, the discipline isn't there anymore, and I do believe that discipline is a big part of a kid moving forward with structure in his life. And there's no more discipline inside the school system. You know, if you raise your hand too loud, too high at a kid, you might go to jail. So as the discipline, it really needs to be put back in place. The cell phones in the school, that's another big deterrent which distracts these kids. There's just so many things now that makes it harder to teach a kid. And then you can't, the kids don't learn how to write in cursive anymore, and everything is on a computer. It's, I don't know, it's just a fast track, and we're losing a lot. A lot of kids are falling behind because things are moving too fast for some of them.
If you had the, if someone said, I can deliver one thing to you for your kids, what would you ask for?
I would ask for more programs to be, for people to invest in more programs like myself, because they're not going to get it in the 6 hours that they're in school. There has to be more involvement and more implementation into these children after school. In other words, in the summers, they need to be into more programming. And, you know, because my old scenario is, if you keep, in order to make it in life, I think they should keep more books in their hands and less balls. Let the balls pay for their education. See, we have to know that everyone's not going to the NFL or the NBA or the Major League, but we can make those sports pay for their education.
Right.
And that's what I'm preaching to kids now.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder whether or not we spend far too much time on some subject matters early onset in school that don't really build the foundational characteristics that we need to really succeed later in school. And, you know,
that's correct.
And you never get that time back, right? I mean, you as an educator would know. You never get it back. It's gone. You missed it.
Time is not your friend.
Time is not your friend.
I found that out a long time ago, and you are definitely correct on that one. So that's why we have to – the window isn't that big of when children are growing up. So we have to squeeze in as much as we can with the little time that we have.
Yep. Derek, if folks are interested – If folks are interested in volunteering or contacting you relative to Don't Stop Dreaming, how would they go about doing that?
Well, anyone can feel freely. Please. I mean, I'm reaching out to the whole society, the whole entire New Orleans, the whole region. You can email me at DERRICKHENDERSONSR@Yahoo. And I'll respond very quickly. I'll be more than glad to sit down with you all, talk by phone, by Zoom, whatever it takes, because we all are a movement. And as I said before we close, I told you that last time, and I truly believe that it is not the blind that cannot see. It's the ones who choose to look the other way. We have to stop looking the other way. That's all I say.
Absolutely, for sure. Best of luck to you, Derek Henderson. Don't Stop Dreaming. Truly appreciate the work that you guys do. Stay safe during this storm.
Love you, brother. Appreciate it.
Same to you, man. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.